practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust and pray and encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today where, along with others who know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can worship the Lord and you can encourage others and you can grow in your own faith in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Let's begin the program today with an old hymn of the faith entitled, Jesus Saves.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves, Herschel Keeper Jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Let the nations now rejoice,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
And you know, that's the message that needs to be heralded around the world, that Jesus Christ saves, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ has provided salvation for us so that through faith in him, we can spend eternity with him in heaven in a land without tears and a time without end. Well, it is a delight to come your way once again this Sunday morning with another edition of our radio program called The Voice of Faith. We've been doing this for many, many years, and thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to do it each and every week and come into your home or your automobile or wherever you may be when you listen to the program. And of course, it's always a blessing to hear from our listeners, and if the program is being a blessing and a spiritual encouragement to you, we truly would love to hear from you. We would encourage you to either call us at 814-944-2894, or you could write to us. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can also email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. You might have a prayer request. You might have a question about the Bible. You might have a question about your own relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever the case may be, please don't hesitate to contact us if we can help you spiritually. But again, as I said, if the program is being a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We never ask for finances or funds to support this program because it is a ministry of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. But truly, if God is using the program in your life, we would love to hear from you because it's a blessing to us when we know that we are being a blessing to you. We do want to remind you that we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30 with classes for all ages. Our morning service will be this morning at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And we always have midweek services on Wednesday. And, of course, we begin at 6:30 with the children and the youth ministries. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have our adult prayer meeting and Bible study. And we'd love to invite you to drop by and visit us at any particular time. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, right in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. Now, our sister ministry is the Way of Truth Ministries, and we have worldwide ministries, and one of our ministries is the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. And the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference has been around for 104 years now. It began back in 1920, and how we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have the opportunity through the Way of Truth Ministries to continue this special ministry here in Central Pennsylvania. Well, the 104th session of the Bible Conference will begin next Sunday over at Lakemont Park, there at the Grand Pavilion in here, right here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, the conference will run from Sunday, July the 28th through Friday, August the 2nd, and we'll be meeting throughout the course of the week. We start at 6 o'clock Sunday night, and then on Monday through Friday, we meet at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, with a free meal in between at 5:30. And we would invite you to come on out and participate with us. Our speakers again this year will be David Kistler of Hope Ministries and Wendell Calder of Local Church Evangelism. Our special musicians will be New Journey, The Hissongs, The Agees, Kara Knight. Our special instrumentalists will be Jeffrey Cogan and Ann Binkley. And of course, we'll be having a children's conference with Carrie Biddle. We'll also be having a youth rally with the Binkleys and with David Kistler. And our special missionary guest this year will be Yawo Balu. I know that that doesn't sound too English to you because it's not English. It's Togo language. And he is, of course, the director of the Way of Truth Ministries ministry over in Togo. He will be with us talking about missions and speaking concerning what God's doing in that particular land. We're going to be having a great time in the Lord, and I would love to invite you to come on out and be involved with us here at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference that will begin 1 week from today. And, of course, that is at 6 o'clock next Sunday night there at the Pavilion. We call it the Grand Pavilion here in Lakemont Park at Altoona, Pennsylvania. Our theme this year is Maturing in Christ. And, of course, the preachers, that is, of course, David Kistler and Wendell Calder, will be speaking from the book of James, that we might, as Christians, grow in our understanding of the things of the Lord and be victorious in the various trials of life that we face every day. If you have any questions about the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, you can actually go to the Bible Conference website, which is www.tcpbc.org. That's tcpbc.org. And you can learn all that you need to learn about the Bible Conference there. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That is 814-944-2894. The Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference beginning next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the Grand Pavilion at Lakemont Park. We invite you to come on out and to be involved. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you once again for the great opportunity that it is for us to be gathered around the radio this morning. I thank you for the privilege that we have to produce this radio broadcast every Sunday morning to encourage others to focus on you and to prepare their hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. That, of course, is our purpose, but we know, Lord, that you have a plan that you have in mind for this particular ministry. And I pray that you'll use this ministry this morning for your intended glory, for your intended purpose, that which you would desire to have to be done through the Voice of Faith radio broadcast would be accomplished, that you might be exalted, that souls might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can give you the praise. And so we just commit this broadcast into your hands, asking and praying that you'll use it in such a way that will exalt your name, and we will thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a piano solo with the song that I love, and I think many of you do as well. It's entitled, Oh, How I Love Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, where God says, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. That's Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Believe and Be Saved, let's listen to the song, Complete in Thee.
Come.
complete in thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and I shall stand complete in thee. Complete in thee, each one supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reign within. Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among the chosen I shall be, at thy right hand, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned bought for me, and I shall stand complete in thee.
Complete in thee.
You know, when I was a child growing up in western Pennsylvania, I had a granddad who was a pastor. And I can remember him saying to me many times over again, "Gary, the two most important decisions you'll make in life is who you will marry and what will you do with Jesus." And that's so very importantly true. And I trust that you've answered those questions in your life. But I want to focus today really on the concept of what have you done with the Lord Jesus Christ. My message today is going to be very, very simple. It's entitled, Believe and Be Saved. In the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." A simple verse, a simple admonition, but very important as it relates to our eternal destiny. Once again, I'll read it. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." I have five questions that I want to ask with reference to this particular verse of Scripture today. And like I said, this is a very basic message, but I trust that you'll take heed to it. And if you've not yet believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you've not yet been saved, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for you. First of all, what does it mean to believe? Well, from the negative perspective, it does not mean just to recognize that Jesus exists or that he is God. In the book of James chapter 2 and verse 19, James says, "Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well, but the devils also believe and tremble." You see, Satan himself knows that Jesus Christ is God, but certainly Satan is not saved. So to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ does not just mean that you recognize that Jesus Christ is a historical figure and that he is the Savior of the world. The positive aspect of that, though, means to trust Jesus Christ alone as your personal Savior. That's what it means to believe, to trust Jesus Christ alone as your personal Savior. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. I trust that you've done that. If you haven't, please do so today. The second question is, why is belief on Jesus Christ for salvation so significant? Well, first of all, because Jesus Christ bore all of our sins in his body on the cross. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24 teaches us that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did not die for his own sins, but he died for the sins of every one of us. Everyone who has ever lived, does live, or whoever will live on the face of the earth is who Jesus Christ died for on the cross. He bore our sin in his body on that cross so that through faith in him we might be redeemed and cleansed and be forgiven from our sins and have everlasting life. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And what that means is that only one person went to the cross, and that's Jesus. It means that there's only one Savior for the sin of the whole world, and that's Jesus Christ. And so it's very significant that a person calls upon the name of the Lord to ask him to save them. The third question is, why does a person need to be saved? Well, certainly that's a very important question, and the reason is because of the human condition. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, God is a holy and righteous God, but the human race is a very unholy and sinful race, and thereby we cannot have communication and fellowship with God. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us that the result of our sin is death. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now that word death means separation. And it's not just talking about physical death, but it's talking about spiritual death. The fact of the matter is, if a person does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, though they are physically alive, they are spiritually dead, separated from God. And if they die without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, they will spend eternity separated from God in what the Bible calls the second death, forever and ever separated from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so a person needs to be saved because of the human condition of sin and because of the result of sin, which is eternal separation from God. The fourth question that I ask is, what does it mean to be saved? Now, I know if you listen to this broadcast on a regular basis, you've heard me answer that question over and over again. But as I mentioned at the beginning of this message, this is a very basic message. It's a message that I feel that the Lord wants somebody to hear this morning. And even though I've mentioned it before, let me mention it again, that to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You've heard that before, haven't you, if you've listened to this program regularly? You see, the word salvation means delivered, and spiritual salvation means to delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. When one receives Jesus Christ as Savior, that person can have victory over the power of sin in day-by-day living. And then, of course, when one trusts Jesus Christ as Savior, an individual can have victory over the presence of sin in that he will not have to spend eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. And then, of course, we realize that he will have the forgiveness of sin and be able to have overcome the penalty of sin, which is eternal separation from Jesus Christ. And so if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you to do so today, because you are still living in sin, in unbelief. And if you were to die without the Lord Jesus Christ, it would mean a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. The final question that I ask this morning is this: what is the result of believing on Jesus Christ and being saved? That's a very important question to ask. What is the result of believing on Jesus Christ and being saved? Well, first of all, the result is that we will escape God's wrath in hell. I would encourage you to take some time to read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, because that passage teaches us that those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when they stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. That, of course, is the great white throne judgment. Their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life because they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and they will spend eternity under the eternal wrath of God in the lake of fire. And so those who know Christ as Savior will escape that eternal wrath in the eternal lake of fire. The positive side of it is that those who know Jesus Christ as Savior will experience God's grace in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8 reminds us that those of us who know the Lord, when we die, we will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. My question to you this morning is, where would you want to spend eternity? With the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, or separated from the Lord Jesus Christ in the lake of fire? The choice is yours. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. As it says there in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's a promise that many people have accepted down through the years and have the forgiveness of sins. And you can accept that promise today and have the forgiveness of your sins. Just say to the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the church. We'll send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you for joining us today. Go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.